and would be a disc of coarser stone. It would be used to sharpen hatchets and axes and things like that, and sometimes was operated with a foot pedal.
Mm-hmm. And what would you put in a pistol?
In what?
In a pistol.
Iced tea or ice or, water? Or?
No, a pistol that you shoot with.
Oh, pistol. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, back then in the Civil War days, they used paper cartridges. I never saw one of them. But within my time, nothing but metal cartridges with the powder inside and the bullet on the end.
Mm-hmm. And is this something that children play on? It's a board and it you lay it across a trestle?
We call that a seesaw.
Uh-huh. If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were doing what?
Oh, just playing on the seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
We also had what we call joggling boards, which were about 15 feet long and on uprights, not like that, but flat. The side members did not cross each other like that. They were apart, and stout pieces ran across, and the board fit inside of that. And you'd get in the middle and jump up and down and get some pretty good exercise and fun out of it. They were called joggling boards.
The board was fixed down at both ends now?
The board is what?
The board was fixed down at both ends?
They slid the board between these two upright pieces, holders, which were stout and well made, and the board fit between two cross pieces at the top,
mm-hmm.
so it wouldn't just fly off. And they were always called joggling boards. We joggled on them, mm-hmm. up and down.
That's kind of interesting. That I didn't know they had those in this area. I know they had them in Charleston, which is where you said you're.
Oh, yes, we had them when we were boys.
Did most people in this, that was pretty common in this, in Vicksburg?
Yes,
joggling boards?
Quite.
Huh, that's interesting. Do you think your mother had them when she was little? Or would you know?
I shouldn't be surprised. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember a good many when we were boys.
So it wasn't just your family? It was
what?
Most of the children in the neighborhood played with?
No, I wouldn't say that most of them had them. Sometimes the yards were not large enough. Although in some cases they were so large that cutting the grass in the summertime was quite a job.
What about something that you'd play on it, spin around, take a board and...
I don't remember any of those. They came later. Merry-go-rounds, I believe they call them.
Mm-hmm.
But there were very few of those.
Mm-hmm. And you could take tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on that and make a...
swing.
Uh-huh.
Usually there were two ropes and a seat between them. Very popular, they still are, at the Catholic Sisters School up here a block and a half away. That's one of the most popular things. They get in those seats and swing way up and just seem to enjoy it hugely. Sometimes there's only one rope and the seat has a hole bored in the middle and the rope goes through that and is knotted or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they prefer the ones with two ropes and a seat that doesn't require so much skill in balancing.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that people drive nowadays, they don't drive horses and wagons. Everybody has a
car.
Mm-hmm.